può dire che nel no.
All right, hey there everyone. I believe this is working. This is going to be a little different than the normal live streams that I do. I don't have my dual monitors, I don't have two cameras, I don't have my fancy microphone. I'm up in the kitchen with a laptop, so there's not gonna be much production value tonight, but I wanted to go over some of these foods that I found sitting in the back of my closet. Some of these canned foods that are, some of them are 10 years old, 10 years past their best by date. So I want to open a few of these up and do it live. Now, I did do a video yesterday with the first batch of these, and I actually tested some of those out. I know some of you have already watched that video, but I'm going to go ahead and play it here in the beginning for those of you that haven't, so you can see some of the things that I tested out yesterday. Yesterday, I tested out some of these old cans, and I also bought some new ones to see what the difference was. So that turned out pretty good. But also in this, I am going to try anyway to get to any of the comments or anything like that that I can get to in here. It's kind of hard to see on a little laptop, but I will do my best. So with that, let me see if I can find this here, and I'll just play this video and then I'll get into a one comment that I've already got from Brandon about what types of foods do you use and all that. But let me see if I can play this video first. So I was going through my food storage again, and it never fails. I found a bunch more food that is way expired. Some of these cans are from 2016 or expired in 2016. Meaning I bought them almost a decade ago. This one, 2017. So instead of throwing these away, what I wanted to do today, or putting them in the extremely expired pile, what I wanted to do today was open a few of these and see exactly what 8-10-year-old expired food really looks like. You hear online all the time about how it's just fine to eat. Some people absolutely avoid it like the plague. But in preparedness circles, we know that it's probably okay. So I wanted to take a few of these, open them up, smell them, taste them, look at them, and see if they are still good after, you know, 8-10 years. I also have a couple that I just purchased that are the same as some of the ones in here that have been expired for a long time. So I want to see the difference between a brand new can and a can of 10-year-old stuff. The tomatoes, I especially want to see, because acidic foods tend to mix with the silver. You get a metallic taste after a while with acidic foods. So diced tomatoes that are 8 years old could be pretty interesting, but we will see. Yeah, and this says Best Buy 16. I've got some tuna that I want to try. I've got some chicken that I just bought, and I've got this Alaskan pink salmon, which is the same as this stuff right here, although they've changed the label in the last 10 years. Now, I'm not going to try all of these today. What I'm going to do is open a few of these, give you an idea of what's good, what's bad, and how it looks, and then I'm going to do a live stream and open some of the other ones and do it on camera, live as we go, taste test some of these. I'll be taste testing some today, too, but I will make sure and check out the channel, make sure and subscribe and hit the bell notification to get notified when I do that live stream. That will probably be tonight when I publish, after I publish this video, or maybe even tomorrow. But let's go ahead and open a few of these. And what I want to do first is try out this Great Value luncheon meat right here. So first, let's open this up. My initial thought is it looks just fine. It smells just fine. Let's see if we can throw it on a plate here. And it looks probably, let's go ahead and open up this other can. This is the new stuff we bought. And you can see a little bit more of the gel in this one. I don't know if that's just how it was packaged or what's going on there, but you can see a little bit more of the gel. So this one, 2028. This one, 2017. So the front one is the new one. You can see there's a little bit more of the fat and stuff. Like, again, I don't know if that's just how it was made, but let's go ahead, take a slice of the old one. And then a slice of the new one. The old one tastes exactly like you think it would. Really salty, but this is luncheon meat. Let's take a bite of the new one. Interestingly, this is a little salty as well, but it doesn't seem like it's as salty as that. Again, I don't know if that's just the way this was packaged and made, but the 6-year, 7-year expired luncheon meat is still absolutely fine. Okay, so that turned out okay. That was absolutely basically the same. So let's go ahead and try this new salmon with this old can. This can expired in 2017, or best by date of 2017. So we got 6-7 years there. And this one I just purchased the other day. So we're good till 25 on that. So first we will open up this old can. And as you can see here, this is what it looks like inside the can. You got a lot of, looks like it might have shrunk up a bit. Let's open this new can and see what the difference is. So here is the new can, and the old can actually looks a little bit better. It's more packed in there, I suppose, but I'm not sure what the taste and all that the difference is. But we'll smell this, and it smells fishy and gross. I'm not a fan of canned salmon, and that one smells a little less fishy. But it doesn't, the old can doesn't smell bad or anything. So what I'm gonna do is just take a little bit out of this. Again, I'm not a fan of canned salmon in the first place. We'll throw that over there. And then the new can. Throw that right there. So as far as texture, it feels exactly the same. Now, as far as taste, again, not a fan of salmon. Get that stuff off there. See how this tastes. Smells fishier than it actually is, but it tastes just fine. It tastes like it's supposed to taste anyway. We'll try a piece of the new stuff. There really is no difference between the two of these either. So as far as taste, texture, smell, everything is just fine after, everything is almost basically the same after 7-8 years, however long this has been, whenever we bought it. So this one is pretty good. All right, let's clean off the plate and we will move on to the next one. Now on this one, I want to see how these diced tomatoes. This is the new one, which expires in 26. And this is the old one here, best by 2016. So I probably bought this in almost 10 years ago. So we will open this up and see what this is like. So here is this one right here, and it looks Smells a little bit weird. So we'll open up this new can right here. Acidic foods are the ones that really give me pause when it comes to expiration dates, because they can interact with the can inside and get a metallic taste. But you can see some of that juice. It looks like it may be a little soggier or broken down. New one smell. Yeah, the old one, there's definitely a difference here as far as maybe that metallic taste or smell like I was talking about. But it doesn't smell bad. It just smells off. So let's pull some of this out. So as you can see, that the older stuff looks a little bit more broken down. Not a whole lot, but it is a little bit more broken down. Now, I'm just going to taste a little bit of this because I just want to see. And you've definitely got that metallic taste. Yeah, the newer stuff is definitely better. It's not horrible. I mean, it may, I don't know. I just don't know that I would use a can of tomatoes after 8-10 years. The acidic products, like I said, the fruits, the tomato products, all those I just really leery about. But it is, I suppose, edible. I'm just not sure that I'd want to eat it. So at any rate, let's go ahead and move on to the next one. Okay, so next let's try the canned tuna. And I couldn't find the exact brand, this Pacific Pride canned tuna, so I had to get the Starkist tuna. But they're the same product. We'll see. There might be a little bit of difference in consistency and all that, but it should be fairly the same. So first, let's open up this can of tuna, which was the best buy date is 2017. And then we will open up this can of Starkist tuna, which is 2027. So here we've got the old can of tuna. And again, this is a different brand, so I'm not real sure as far as if it's supposed to look like this or not. But let's open up this can and see what the difference is. And we've got the Starkist brand here, which is a little more shredded, I guess, where this is chunk, and this was supposed to be chunk too, but not so much. But let's go ahead, pull a little bit of this out, and then we'll pull a little bit of this out, and you can see this is actually chunk, this is actually not. So let's go ahead and taste this, and it tastes just fine. Smells just fine, but let's compare it to the new stuff and see if there's a different flavor profile. This seems to have they're both good flavor, but this seems to have a stronger flavor than this does. And I don't know if that's because they're two different brands or if the flavor profile of this, I don't assume that the flavor profile of this kind of lowered over time. That usually doesn't happen. Canned foods are pretty good at retaining everything in there once they're in there. So the tuna is just fine after a decade or so. So let's go ahead. I want to try two more things. I want to try this canned chicken breast with the canned chicken breast from before. And then I want to open up one of these crab meats and see how that is. So let's go ahead and do those. All right, let's grab this canned chicken. Is 2016, 11/5/2016. Also with these cans, the tests I'm doing today, if the can is not compromised at all, it's fine. If there are dents in this can, I just wouldn't tempt fate. This one's got a little bit in here, but that's not too bad. So we're gonna go ahead and try this one, and then we will compare it to the brand new one, which expires in 2026. So this one, Best Buy 2016, this one 2026. Okay, there is the old can. And the new can has got the pop top, which I'm not a big fan of. But you can see that, like this one right here, this Vienna sausage, 2018. The pop top is just fine, a little bit dusty. Also, before you open your cans, you'll want to clean off that because you don't want that fall, the dust and all that. You don't want that falling into the can. But these pop tops are good. They just it just seems to me that they could be a little bit weaker and could fail easier than the cans that are like this that you have to use a can opener for. But let's go ahead and open this can and see what the difference is. So, as you can see, there is a difference, a little bit more oil, it seems like, right here, where the oil in here maybe have broken down. And this looks a little pinker than this. That could be the manufacturing process. Who knows? But let's go ahead and get a little bit of this chunk chicken out. And I've actually tried one of these cans. Lisa and I had dinner the other night, chicken salad sandwiches with one of these cans. So I know that this stuff is still good because we've used it. But that is the old stuff. And this is the new stuff. Interesting with canned chicken, it sort of kind of looks like raw chicken, doesn't it? But I know it's cooked. So let's go ahead and take one of these from the old chicken. And like I said, I knew it was going to be fine. And then this is the new chicken, which seems like it's got, I don't know, it seems like this was less fat and more better quality chicken, I suppose, whereas this almost seems like parts and pieces that they threw in here. But let's go ahead and see how this tastes compared to that. Pretty close to the same. This is maybe a little bit more salty, again a little bit more flavor, but this this is just fine. It's just not quite as, I don't know, it doesn't have the flavor profile that this does. Again, that could be how long it's been sitting on the shelf. That could be the manufacturing process. A lot has changed over the course of time. But both of these, canned chicken is good too. So let's open up this crab meat and we will see how this is. Clean that off. Then we'll get one of these crab meats. We'll go ahead and open this up. This is 2014, so probably 10 years ago, we bought this crab meat. All right, so here is the crab meat, and I really wish I had a new one to compare this to because it looks pretty almost like oatmeal a little bit. But let's smell this first. I don't know if it's my nose or not, but I can't smell anything, literally nothing. So let's go ahead and take some out. So kind of, yeah, like malto meal or something. It's just, I expected a few chunks in here, although it doesn't say anything about chunks on this. It just says crab meat, and it's great value crab meat. So there's that as well. But nothing as far as the smell, nothing that would make me think that this is bad. So I'm going to go ahead and test a little bit. And it's fine. It's got a little bit of a watery, I don't want to say metallic, but maybe a little bit metallic taste. And maybe it's just the flavor of this canned crab. It is definitely something that you could put in a recipe. I don't know that I'd be eating too many spoonfuls of crab, but it is definitely something you put in a recipe and it'd be just fine. It's actually, you know, after 10 years, still perfectly fine. Now, with all of this, I do want to say, you don't want to let your food storage go bad. You don't want to have stuff just stockpiled and think that, hey, cool, I'm all right. But if you're like me and you didn't do a very good job of inventory and rotation 10 years ago, and you keep finding pockets like this, and this is actually pretty small compared to what I found before. I found probably 150 pounds worth of canned food that I just had to get rid of because it was just really, really old. So it doesn't mean you have to throw it away, but try to get the canned foods that you're going to use. That way you don't get in a situation where you've got all of your stuff is 8, 10, 15 years old. But this is more to say that if you do have a couple cans of tuna or anything else, you can go ahead and still use those, or you can at least open them up and use your three senses, your smell, your touch, and your sight, and make sure that they're still good. So as I said in the beginning, I'm going to be doing a live stream opening up some of these other ones here. I do want to try this. All right, so that's it for that one. I don't want to get into this. I do want to say, though, there's some pretty good comments in the chat that I just want to say. One, Brandon asked me earlier, how in the heck did I get food that was 8, 10 years old? And Denise asked how this was stored. This was basically back in the closet, in the back corner of the closet, and had been forgotten about for 8 to 10 years. So that's the one. It's good to have two people in the household prepping, but that's the one bad thing. She'll move stuff somewhere, I'll move stuff somewhere, and then we don't know where each other moved the stuff. So I will say, too, like I said, a couple good comments in the chat. Always err on the side of caution with this stuff. If you don't feel good about it, don't do it. I'm just trying some of this stuff out because I just want to see. You hear all the time people talking about how, oh, it's good forever. And then you hear people like Lisa, who's sitting over here, who probably won't want to try any.
Nope.
you hear people talking about how that just if that Best Buy date is gone, then they are not even going to try it. So I think this is what Lisa's afraid is going to happen right here. Oops, I started it over again. So that's Lisa's a big chicken and she's not willing to take the chances I am. But I did try this. I think it was yesterday morning is when I did my first round of tests. And I was thinking, you know, maybe this was going to happen, but it hasn't yet. I'm willing to go ahead and give it a second try, tempt fate one more time. So Jammer said, what's that clip from? The first one was Bridesmaid with Melissa McCarthy or McCartney, whatever her name is. And then I'm sure you know the second one, Jammer, because you're the one that posted that picture yesterday. So, but yeah, it's I have a pretty weak stomach. I forget what Lisa calls it, but she basically calls me a pansy with my stomach, and it didn't affect me. So far, so good. One thing I wanted to say before this, though, if I can find the question, Brandon, and he also asked a question in the group that I missed, but he said, the question I have is, what criteria do you all use for choosing canned food? What variety, do you go by variety, brand, taste, price, on sale deals, size and quantity, etc.? So leave a comment in the chat about how you go about doing it. My sort of answer to that is yes to all of the above. There are some things that, like the Del Monte vegetables, I don't like the Great Value vegetables. They just don't taste as good. They're not terrible. But there are other things like the chili beans, any sort of beans where we make, Lisa makes her ranch beans, which are fantastic. We have chili, anything like that. I can go with the off brand or whatever. It doesn't really matter to me. Same with the refried beans. And we've tried a few different kinds, never really noticed any real difference as far as texture or consistency or anything like that. So, I'm trying to read, what's up, Josh? Trying to read these comments. I'm just going to go through this. So what do you guys want me to open up first? I do want to try this peanut butter just because this is the one that I'm the most on the fence about and not sure. I've heard people talk about how peanut butter, they've had peanut butter in their pantry for 15 years or whatever. This was, I don't know if you can see that, but it's Best Buy 2016. So we probably bought this in 15. So we're looking at probably 8-9 years right there. I do want to try some of this Spam with Bacon because I just want to see what this actually looks like. But Kentucky Goatman said ranch beans. Yeah, ranch beans is just a few different beans. It's got breakfast sausage. Anything I'm missing, Lisa?
Pork and beans, butter beans.
Yeah, just a few different kinds of beans. Butter beans.
Pepper beans, kidney beans, white kidney beans.
Yeah, lots of beans.
Lots of beans.
Chili beans. Plan B said chili beans make you think about Blazing Saddles. Yeah. I think Kentucky Goatman said Spam. Into the Wilderness. What's going on, man? How you doing? He said Spam is 50 plus years. Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it at all. That's one I'm not too worried about. A little worried about the peanut butter. And I also want to open up, where is it? These kiwis. I'm going to open up some of these Vienna sausages too. Like Plan B said, I might give a couple of those to my dog. I want to try these because these are, again, with like the tomatoes, the acidic foods, I just don't trust. And like I said earlier, always err on the side of caution. If you are a chicken, then that's fine. What's up, Broken No Man? Kevin? He said, note to self, always go to dinner with Dale and Lisa. I don't want to be an experiment. Yeah, always go out to dinner. Yeah. Oh, just wait, Kevin. Just wait. The crab meat I just did in that video, Josh, that was the one. It was kind of like malto meal or something. It was really, it didn't have any smell whatsoever, and it didn't taste bad. It was just, I think that's one of those ones, after a while, it breaks down. That's what Brandon's other comment was. He asked how, as far as nutritional value, how is this stuff over time? And I don't believe, from what I understand, it loses very little nutritious value or nutritional value, however you say that. But it does, sometimes it can break down, the food can break down. If the cans, like these Pop Tops, I just can't stand. Like this one right here, you can see it's sort of got it's kind of sucked in. So we're gonna see how that is. But these could fail easier than the old school cans. And unfortunately, this is what everybody's going through these days. I guess it's the convenience thing, but as far as nutritional value, and Denise may know in the chat, I could be wrong, but I think that it loses very little nutritious value. The flavor, the flavor profile and all of that, and the consistency of it will change, but I don't believe it loses much as far as nutritional value. All right, so I suppose we'll just try this peanut butter first here. Let me move over to this side. And I will try to pay attention to the chat, but it's kind of hard to do. So that is what it looks like. And I don't know what it was supposed to look like to begin with. It looks like it kind of settled a bit. It smells, I don't know that I'm going to try this. It smells like cardboard. It smells stale. And it's kind of hard. Well, I guess it's peanut butter, so I'm gonna try a little bit underneath that. I'm just gonna go for it.
Oh my god.
If I die, Lisa, I'm glad you're here.
Oh my god, don't do it.
And it tastes stale. It's not a like I'm gonna puke flavor, but I wouldn't want to eat it. So don't let your peanut butter go 10 years, at least this brand. And again, this was all stored at room temperature inside a dark closet and all that. So That, no bueno. The dog won't be getting any of that. Gotta wash my hand off first. And we'll see what kind of...
Kevin says that would be awesome for traps.
Yeah, probably would. Lisa told me Kevin said it would be awesome for traps. Yeah, probably would. All right, I'm gonna try. Make sure and throw that away. No leftover peanut butter. I'm gonna try some of the Spam with Bacon. This, I have a feeling, will be just fine. Because the luncheon meat that I tried yesterday in that video I just played was fine too. This smells like it's a, like Spam. Like, oh, it's got a weird smell, but that's because I think it's got the bacon in it. Get that out of here. Don't laugh at me, Lisa, or I'm going to make you eat some. I'm going to run over there and smush it on your face. All right, so as far as consistency, this is going to be in the trash too, so I'm not too worried about this. But it feels the same. Smells okay. I don't see any bacon in here, though. But I'm going to taste a little bit of this. It's Spam. I mean, it's good. Heat that up, it's probably fine. Now, oh, Tiger said, he said that rancid peanut butter will give you the shits like you won't believe. But you'll be fine. Yeah. Yeah, like that video in Dumb and Dumber. I'll be on the toilet. I'll have Lisa waiting outside to pass me rolls of toilet paper. All right, so what, I want to try this kiwi fruit right here just to see. Somebody else also made a really good comment on the video yesterday, and I can't remember who it was. Ooh, I don't know about that. It splashed out. That was weird. I don't know that I'm going to try this. Yeah, I'm not going to be trying this stuff. Because that sort of exploded open. So I don't know about all that. Definitely not going to be eating this. But I do want to pull it out and just see. I do want to smell it. Yeah, you can. There's a little bit of an off smell right there. Enough for me to say not a chance. I need to clean that off. Yeah, I think I'll be skipping this one. Unless somebody wants to donate $10,000, give me a $10,000 super chat and I'll try a bite of it. But no, I'm not going to do that one. All right. So what? Which one should I do next? Plan B said, yep. It was bowed under pressure. Don't use it. Yep. What does Josh say here? Dale, you're sober. You know that's fermented. Yeah. Another one here from Tiger. Yeah, he said, no, if that can squirts when you put a can opener on it, it's bad. Don't eat it. Yeah. I was like, nope. The second that spurted like that, I was like, I don't think so.
Look at the green beans.
Look at the green beans? All right, Lisa wants to look at the green beans.
How old are they?
Into the Wilderness said, Dale, was that top sucked down or up smell? If you're talking about the kiwi that I just opened, the can looked fine. The Vienna sausages, though, this one looks like it's a little bit sucked in, which we're going to try, and Lisa wants to try the green beans as well. So I'm going to step away a little bit and open this sucker up. Oh, that one was fine. Oh, and I forgot to check the date on this. It's on the bottom, of course. I will take a couple of these out and then I will check the date. These look and smell perfectly fine. So after that kiwi, this is like dessert now. That kiwi was, feed that to the neighbor's dog. Just kidding. Just kidding. All right, let me dump this out. Okay, this one. Best Buy 2016. So, 8-9 years old. And this smelled okay. The consistency is exactly like you would expect from a can of beans. And it tastes just fine.
Take the comment down. It's on there.
Oh. Actually, it doesn't taste as good as the fresh. I will say that. I don't know that it necessarily tastes bad, but again, don't let your canned food go this long. But not terrible. Again, we'll see if I'm in the toilet tonight. I do want to open this. I'm not going to try this one because it is bowed down, but I do have this can that looks pretty good. This one is 2018. So, hey, this one's almost brand new. And then this one's 2018 as well. So let's see this. There's the Vienna sausages. Smell this. Not really much of a smell at all. Pull one of these suckers out. And see, Plan B said earlier, the dog deserves some, give him some. I don't know. I'd feel really guilty. The guy's on his last legs anyway. And I'd feel really guilty if I offed him. But we're going to try this little piece right here. Make it smaller? Nah. That tastes absolutely fine. That tastes just like you would expect the Vienna sausage to taste. So I'm not going to bother opening this one. We're going to, like Jammer and Lisa were saying earlier, these are the ones you save for the people that are coming by your house that are starving. You give them a couple cans of this stuff. But those are, I do want to try this Chipotle, white chicken and Chipotle. I don't know why we got this. Lisa swears that she didn't get it, but I don't know that I would have got it either. But I'm just curious what this tastes like and if it's still good. So we'll open this last one and then I'll go through some comments and questions and all that stuff. Let me see. Hear that sausage up, Dale. I'm not sure what to...
Heat
that sausage up.
He's begging you.
Yeah. Oh, was Harley looking at me? Plan B said Harley was looking at me when I said that. Let me see. Harley, you want a piece?
No.
You give him a little tiny piece. He's chilling. He doesn't want to move. All right. Let me open this up right here. This one didn't spurt out at me, so that's good. And this looks weird, but I think it's supposed to look weird. Chipotle chicken. It looks like what probably you would expect Chipotle chicken to look like. Let's there's a big chunk of Chipotle chicken. I mean, it looks okay.
Famous last words.
Yeah, yeah, famous last words, Lisa said. It looks okay. It smells okay. Why not? I want a chunk, though. I don't want just the... Let's see what this is like. Hey, I'll tell you what, if it does after I'm done with this, I'm gonna be like, hey Lisa, come here, check this out. Look what I made.
Hey
This looks this looks just like the can of Chipotle chicken I had. Kentucky Goatman said, is Lisa sick? No, she's not sick. Not in the way you're thinking, anyway. She's over at her desk working on her video and stuff, and I'm in the kitchen, so. Kevin said, it looks okay. Hold my beer. Yeah, exactly. All right. So I think I'm done tempting fate here with all this stuff right here. Like I said, use err on the side of caution. Right now, if you've got 8-year-old food, there's no reason you'd have to eat it. In an SHTF situation or something like that, and you were rationing food or you're running low, you may really want to think about it. So just because something is expired doesn't necessarily mean that you've got to throw it out, especially if it's like a year or two. I think it's just fine. This is sort of overkill and you know, going way beyond the realm of anything that I, in normal times, if I wasn't doing this video, I would have thrown all this stuff out. But Lisa, it's Lisa's fault I did this video, because she was like, oh, you should do a video on that. Open those up and test them. So here we are. And she's being a chicken and won't come over and try any of them. But
nope.
But I did my first round of tests yesterday. I'm still here. Stomach's still fine. We'll see how everything goes after tonight. But so far so good, I suppose. Kevin said we won't hear from Dale for several days now. I was telling Jammer the other day too, and I will, if I get stomach problems or something, I will live stream from the bathroom if I have to, just to let you all know that, hey, it's not going so well. You know that video I did? Don't do that crap. Into the Wilderness said, yeah, thanks for dispelling the canned food myths. And that's, I mean, yes, there are some that will go bad. You do have to be careful. But the American mentality these days, and I think probably all over the planet, is that as soon as that Best Buy date hits, that you just got to throw it out. So it makes you wonder how much canned food gets thrown out that is absolutely fine. And, you know, for us preppers, this may not seem like a lot when you're throwing a can that's $1 or $2 away. But when you've got, like I said in that video, the first round of canned food that I found that was in the bottom of the closet, probably 150 pounds. So you're probably talking a good $150 worth of food that got thrown away. So I am going to do a video here in the next couple days about the best types of canned food. And one of those types of canned food is food. Jammer said pay-per-view. Yeah, yeah. One of those types of canned food is food that you eat. And I know you've probably heard that a million times, but if you get canned food that you eat, notice there's no asparagus up here or no Brussels sprouts. If you get food that you eat, the odds are you're going to go through that stuff. If you get those canned foods just because, sort of like what Brandon was talking about earlier, just because you can get a case of Brussels sprouts for $2.50 or whatever, really makes no sense, because it's going to take up room on your shelf. It's just going to sit there and you're never going to eat it. So it's regardless if you quote unquote saved 10 bucks on it, you still wasted $2.50 because you're going to have to throw that away eventually. So reading through the comments. Joseph, what's going on, man? The problem is you'll never know which can did you in. Yeah, I know. I've tried so many different things that it'll be, well, Lisa's not going to let me live it down either. You know, you ate 14 cans of 8-year-old food. What do you expect? But yeah, if you get canned food that you know you're going to eat, it's the odds are you're going to go through it much quicker than that. Let's see. Rachel, what's going on, Rachel? Elbow out a 6-month expired broth that is in that cardboard. Oh, in those cardboard cotton. See, those broths, those give me pause too, because when you open those up, they aren't sealed on the top really. All they're sealed by is that little plastic lid. And in that carton, I mean, maybe I'm just overthinking it, but I don't know. Once those are expired, I just don't know. So, Jammer said, Lisa, you'll need to talk to the doctor.
Oh, I know.
I got some Prilosec. I got all sorts of stomach stuff. So I'll drink. I got two brand new Pepto-Bismols. I'm all good. We're fine. And we're preppers, so we got plenty of toilet paper. Just plant me in there with my tablet. Plant me in the bathroom with my tablet, a case of toilet paper, and a bottle of Pepto-Bismol. And then, you know, come knock and check on me in the morning, and we'll be good to go. All right. I did have a couple other things I was going to talk about as far as, and I think Brandon mentioned it too, so we'll cover this and then we'll get out of here tonight. But Brandon was talking about the calories, the nutritional content, and how do you kind of get all of that with your canned food. And I think that's a really good point. And like I said, I'm going to be doing a video on the best types of canned food. But there, the three main things I think all of us preppers, we look at calories. That is the main thing we should be looking at anyway, as far as our food storage. But it goes a lot deeper than that. It goes into what kind of calories. A chocolate cake is going to have massive amounts of calories in it, but not really. Chocolate cake is not really a good survival food. As much as I'd love to say it is, not really a good survival food. So it's the type of calories as well. That's like some of these long-term food storage companies. My Patriot Supply, I think, is one of them. But they will sell you a 72-hour kit at a really low price. And in that 72-hour kit is some oatmeal and some rice and, you know, things that have a lot of quote-unquote calories, but things that are not going to sustain you for a long period of time. Now, with preparedness, you've got rice, you've got these beans. You can do a lot of different things if you store some rice and you have a few different kinds of canned beans. The other types of canned foods that are good and they have a bunch of different vitamins, vitamins and minerals, are the one-pot meals, right? The soups, all of those things that will have those different types of nutrients in them. You've also got the veggies and the fruits, which will add the different vitamins and minerals that you're going to need, other than just chowing on Vienna sausages, which have a lot of they got saturated fat, total fat, a lot of fat for this little tiny can.
What's the sodium level?
Sodium is 590 milligrams. For this little tiny can, this big can right here, the sodium, $480. So that's how is this bigger can $480? Maybe that's per serving. At any rate, I'm going off on a tangent here. I'll get more into detail when I do that video, but making sure you have the calories, the fats, and the proteins. I think those three, if you're making sure and you're paying attention to that in your long-term food storage, whether you're talking about canned foods, whether you're talking about other vegetables, whether you're talking about freeze-dried stuff, making sure you have those three things taken care of. And your vegetables, just like Grandma always said, eat your vegetables. For those other vitamins and stuff like that, you'll be doing pretty good. Also, you can have, there's the supplements and things like that that you could probably have and probably should have in a SHTF situation. Lisa said, quality calories are what you want. Yeah, absolutely. It's not just about the calories. So when you're looking at, if you are looking at long-term food storage, and if you are, hit me up. I sell legacy long-term food storage over at the SHTF shop, and I will hook you up and I'll walk you through the process, answer any questions you have. But if you are looking at any of these other people, make sure you're paying attention to what's in that really super cheap 72-hour kit or whatever it is. Into the wilderness here, if I can get this to show. Maybe it was already up and I didn't know. Vitamins are 6 months to a year until they become an issue. Yeah, and medications too. Don't necessarily, and correct me if I'm wrong, Lisa, yell at me if I am, but medications don't necessarily go bad. but they will a little bit lose their potency, but it takes a long time. Is that correct, Lisa?
That's my understanding.
She said that's my understanding in case you didn't hear her. So, but again, same thing with medications and canned food. Don't let it get to that point if you can. But in an SHTF situation, there may be situations where we are at that point, especially with the medications. If there is something that lasts 3-4 months without you being able to go to the doctor and refill a prescription, that is a huge issue. That's not a situation where you're trying to decide whether you're going to use expired medication. That means you're going to be trying to find medication. So Denise said, thanks, Dale, for the sacrifices for your prepping friends. Yep. Yeah, we'll see. I don't think, a true sacrifice would have been chowing down one of those kiwis. So I guess I'm willing to sacrifice, but I'm not a freaking idiot. So Denise said, I've always heard medications either get weaker or stronger. I've heard, and I'm not sure how true it is, but some of them can get a little toxic, but I don't. Aspirin can get a little toxic as it gets older. So Into the Wilderness, 20-year-old antibiotics in pill form are 90% effective. Yeah, a local prepper just did a video where he pulled up some stuff from the CDC or the DOD or one of those three little alphabet agencies talking about expiration dates on medications, because in the national stockpile, they've got a lot that they don't want to throw away. So they had some clarification about how it's more of a recommendation, same thing as the food, but it will last much longer than that. So the government doesn't have to throw the stuff away. So they label it. It's just a cover your ass type thing. It's just the way they label it. But medication is fine past the expiration date. But again, err on the side of caution, use your best judgment and all that stuff. And this is not me telling you what to do. That's why I did this video like I did. I just wanted to show you what I was doing. You make up your own mind with all this stuff. You want to throw the stuff away, throw the stuff away. If you want to be a little daring, then be a little daring. Lisa is pretty, she'll go about a year, and then after about a year, she doesn't even want to touch it. So.
But I want to save it for the people coming to the door in SHTF.
Yeah, she wants to save it for the people begging for food. Lisa said, what is
pine needle tea?
Oh, did Into the Wilderness say something about that?
Yeah, he said pine needle tea is $3.65 available.
Yeah, it's just when you're out in the wilderness, it's exactly what it sounds like. And there's other things like the tree bark and all that stuff. So, yeah, it's last resort tea. If you got nothing else and you got some water, it's a better than water tea. I've actually never had it. If you have Into the Wilderness, so let me know, is it actually worth a crap or not? But I think, unless there's any more questions, I'll wait a couple minutes. If there are any more questions, let me know. Into the Wilderness said any pine needle tea is heavy on vitamin A and C. Okay.
That's cool.
C and A. Yeah. Which, yeah, that makes sense. So I guess there is more to it than better than water. That's why you ask somebody like him and not somebody like me. Oh, Kevin too. Yeah, I forgot about that. Kevin's still here. I used to make it all the time.
Kevin's still here.
Yeah, I forgot. Well, you got two of the bushcraft dudes or the wilderness guys in there. And then Kevin was here earlier and I answered so many questions. I forgot he was here. So, oh yeah, that one guy, that broken nomad guy. So
what's next
is I'm gonna I don't think I'm gonna open anything else. I can if you want me to open one more, I'll open one more, but if you do, let me know what you want me to open and then I will get out of here. I've got I already tried the Vienna sausages. We've got the chili beans, we've got the refried beans, we've got the chopped black olives, the mixed veggies, which I think are going to be the same as the green beans that we opened.
What wasn't the one of the cans bulging?
No, The one of the Vienna sausages was sucked in, but it wasn't bulging. Tiger said that one of them looked bulging. There's nothing else in that closet now as far as expired food. There is a lot of stuff in there, but I think I got the last of the expired food out of there. We'll see. I'll eventually run across another batch just like this and go, dang it, and that'll be 15 euros old. Maybe I will put these aside.
Ooh, yeah,
and
good idea.
And we'll do a video in like 5-6 years and see how these are once they get past that decade and a half mark. But that's it for tonight, everyone. I appreciate it. I know this was kind of a weird one. It's just this single camera shot, but I don't have my, I'm basically here with a laptop and this food right here. So that's my, you know, kind of limited. Usually I have a couple monitors in front of me where I can look at stuff and read comments and all that crap. But Josh said, yeah, skeletons. Yeah, got a bunch of those in the closet too. But that's it for tonight, everyone. Denise, appreciate you coming tonight. And appreciate all the good comments you had in there as well. Jammer, thanks again. Kentucky Goatman, appreciate it. Kevin, Into the Wilderness, all the other, Tiger, Josh, I'm trying to scroll through and see names. Anyone else I forgot, appreciate y'all joining in tonight. But with that, take care and prepare, everyone. We will talk to y'all later.